Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in slab yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1567. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and I welcome you to our show, The Kim Pagano Show, starting your day in a positive way, the brighter side of life here in the 805. And, of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. Tom, how you doing?
Everything's great. Another beautiful morning in Ventura County.
There you go. It's a little chilly again, right, in the morning. I don't know if it's just because of the time change or...
It's crispy, kind of that very nice, crisp weather. But then it warms up and it's beautiful.
I know.
So perfect days.
I love it. Anyways, all right. Well, I'm so glad that you are here and that you are starting your day in a positive way. I do want to remind you to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and all those places are great opportunities for places to win. Also, I do want to give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got lots of things that we've been giving away, and we would love to hand them on all over to you. With that, I do want to remind you of our show and our podcast, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. You can listen to any of our shows 24/7 there. And also, I hope that you visit our website at kimpaganoshow.com. Just a reminder, I love all the calls and everybody calling in. And if you don't get through right away, all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about. And one of our team members will get back with you. And also, I want to remind you that if you have an event or you have a business that you would love us to talk about, we would love to share your business or your event with anybody, with all of our listeners. So call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to say thank you to Project Understanding Benefit, Hope Worth Giving Breakfast at the Pierpont Inn. I was actually there. I was their MC, and wow, I mean, it's life-changing testimonials, and I'm telling you, I was so excited to be a part of that. So again, I would love to share that Project Understanding Benefit. If you were there, a big shout out to you, and I always say I love making new friends and kind of putting a face to everybody's names. So again, big shout out to Project Understanding Benefit, Hope Worth Giving Breakfast. Also, I want to thank Jason Love and Studio Channel Island for hosting Comedy and Cocktails. And I'm telling you, Jason Love always puts on a great show. So if you missed that one, we got lots more for you. Also, go check out Elite Theaters Uncanny Valley and learn how to be human. You like that, Tom? How to be human.
I need lessons.
I know. We all do, let me tell you. But that is actually playing all the way through Sunday on their main stage, and that's 2731 Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. So with that, I'd love to talk about our show today. Our first guest is Pauline Middleton, and I'm really anxious. I'm like, uh-oh, what are we going to be talking about? But one woman, three men. Kind of like the scene there, you know. Also, we're going to be talking with Clark Edie, and we're going to be talking about A Monk's Way. And then lastly, we're going to be talking with Nadine Rothermel from the California Jazz and Wine Festival. And that is coming up, and I am so excited to be a part of that. And of course, that is going to be over at the Four Seasons this time. So we've got tickets for you. And of course, Tom, you want to talk about all of our great stuff that we're giving away?
Let's start off with Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town, 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. The Midtown Cafe, grab a local organic beverage or pastry on your way to work, 2991 Loma Vista Road, once again in Ventura. You can bring your hubby some sugar. We all love donuts, guys. Love them. Rolling Pin Donuts is where you're going to get these, and that's Las Posas Road in Camarillo. The Urbane Cafe is another big favorite for a healthy gourmet brunch located at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, we have that too. Visit the cocktail bar for a midday lunch break, Town Center Drive in Oxnard. Find a little sparkle to brighten your day with VV Jewelry. Reserve your tickets now for the Fox Performing Arts Center production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, playing Sunday, April 10th at the Fox Pack, and that is in Riverside. Beautiful show and a great theater. Finally, another local theater, Rubicon Theater's American premiere of Extras, produced by Foro Shakespeare of Mexico City, plays April 13th through May 1st on East Main Street in Ventura. You go to all of them, Kim, and the Rubicon puts on great shows.
They do, I'm telling you. So let's just start off. Let's get our phones ringing. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Let's start off with a pair of Rubicon theater tickets. And, of course, this is their premiere of Extras, produced by Foro Shakespeare of Mexico City, and it plays April 13th to May 1st on East Main Street. And of course, we'd love to get a pair of tickets in your hand. All you have to do is call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. All right, let's bring our first guest on. And Pauline, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, Kim.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. Is it Pauline? Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
great. Fine. Okay. So, you know, I love your book. Is this your first book?
No, it's my second novel.
Okay, great. And what was the name of your first one?
Go for Gold.
Okay, I like it. All right, and so One Woman, Three Men. What do you mean by modern love? I know you talk about that. What is your motto with One Woman and Three Men about? If I don't have to use my imagination on it.
Well, most people do when I tell them One Woman, Three Men. It all started in my own life when I had a love life that was quite miserable.
Hmm.
It was after a divorce and a breakup with a new boyfriend. And I figured, okay, either I get really depressed or I try to be constructive and positive about it.
And what?
You know, be...
Oh, I'm losing
new
you
way
there.
Of doing things.
Oh, okay. So it's a new way of doing things. I mean, it kind of seems like it's definitely on a woman's side, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I like that. All right. But do you recommend this model?
Yes. I recommend it warmly to use it directly. Find three men to live up your three most important needs. Or use it indirectly to inspire you to see love in a new way.
So do you think that, I mean, you definitely can't have a jealous man, correct?
Well, something is natural for most people.
You know what, Pauline, it's really, really hard to hear you. Do you want to try calling us back?
Yes, let me do that.
Okay. Well, again, you know what we'll do is we'll take a really quick break. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And, of course, we were talking with Pauline Middleton. We're talking about one woman, three men. We're going to find out a little bit how that really works, you know, because everybody has something that they add to the mix. Tom, what's your thought on the one woman, three men? You kind of like three men, one or one man, three women?
I like just being my own man. And
he's not
going to
buy into this. Okay. Colleen's like probably listening, right? You know,
let's see if Pauline's with us again.
Oh, there you go. Are you there, Pauline?
Yes, I am. Is this?
No, it's not any better. No. Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah. Is there a number? I mean, yeah. Well, we'll go a little bit further and we'll see if we can, work with you. So why did you choose the roles of the philosopher, the lover, and the handyman?
Yes, that's right.
Why?
Well, I made a list of all the things that I actually wanted to do with a partner.
Okay.
And there were 26 different areas.
Okay.
And then you can't go looking for a guy to fulfill 26 different areas. So I identified the three that are most important to me.
Okay.
And I love to have good talks.
Okay.
I think a healthy, fun sex life is important.
Okay.
And I also live in an old house, so there were many practical things to be dealt with.
Oh, so you're kind of a practical woman. Are you practical?
This is a man approach because you identify what you want, then you go out and you try to find it.
So let me ask you a question. In your previous marriage, which one of those roles did he fill?
Well, he filled the talking and the sex role. He was not very practical.
And that wasn't good enough for you?
Well, the marriage broke apart because he had a very hot temper. So he kind of got enemies everywhere around, and I couldn't take that.
Wow.
So that was the reason why the marriage didn't work.
Right. Okay. And could there be one man, I mean, because obviously you did some research on this, could there be one man that really fulfills all of your needs?
Well, actually today I'm married to a man who fulfills all the needs.
Wow. Okay. That's
and,
good.
You know, if there are some things that we decide we don't want to do, then we can always hire somebody.
So you gave up the other two men, correct?
Yes. I live with it for a total period of 2.5 years.
Okay. So just basically dating?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, when you talk about one woman, three men, basically, this is a novel about, dating and trying to find out what's the most important thing to you, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting, I would have put massaging on there, Okay. So let's really quickly, if we can, let's talk about what is your list of, what are the roles that women are most interested in?
Well, many women, when they hear about my model and I mentioned the handyman, they say, oh, I could use one of those.
Okay.
And I think that is quite interesting that so many women find that is a need that is not being sufficiently met. That can either be because the women want everything to be fixed and cannot live with sort of a, 75% solution. Or it can also be that they've not been clear enough towards the men about their needs.
Mm.
Because that's what many men that saw my profile on the dating site, they said, oh, it's great with a woman who's clear about what she wants.
So you think that men really want to know what women want?
Yeah, they do.
I do,
too. Because they really want to please their women. They want to please the woman that they're with. But when it's difficult, things go sort of in the wrong direction.
Right, I agree.
So in that sense, I'm also challenging women to say, well, what are the most important?
Right. So let's go through. Pull out the most important things that you have on your list.
Well, I think that each woman will need to make her own list. You know, for me, it was I had maybe 6 or 7 areas which were associated with dealing with practical stuff, like going to the do-it-yourself store and actually be able to find the thing you need to solve this issue that you have at home, or know something technical about this thing needs to be fixed. You know, these are things that I'm not so good at myself, so I would want to do that with a man. Mm. But other people will maybe say, oh, I don't really mind about my home. For me, it's more important to have very good physical contact with massage and you know, meetings around some of these areas, or going hiking in the mountain. That can also be something that some people do, or do sports together. You know,
right.
So it's individual. But what my key point is that don't put in 10 points, because nobody can actually live up to that, because they have to have 3 points.
Right.
So if you have 3 points, your partner has 3 points, that's already 6.
Right.
That's enough.
Paulina, you know what? It seems kind of funny to me, even though my husband is super handy and I appreciate that. But some of the stuff you can actually hire out to, right?
Exactly. And then do that. You know, if you can hire out and you can afford it and you can find somebody who can do it well, go ahead, do that.
Yeah, yeah. How did your friends and family react to the 3 men model in your life?
Well, there were, I was surprised by how many people actually thought it was very...
That it was a good idea.
You know, well, yeah, it was something that made people think, because they immediately started telling me what their partner was and why one of the areas was not really his strong point. But that was okay, because then they could, you know, people really related to the model easily. But also a number of people were quite provoked by it and thinking that, well, who are you to just say what you want? And
wow.
I said, well, you know, I'm a person and I'm trying to be direct and considerate about this. But, you know, then he can say yes or no. Some people also felt that I was kind of, you know, not being respectful towards the men because I was giving them roles. And I said, well, they can say yes or no.
Correct. They're in charge of their own life. Did each man know about the other man?
Yes.
Yeah. So
none of the men wanted to meet any of the other men.
That's interesting.
They were like, no, why should I? Why should I? And I'm sure if it was the reverse, women would have been curious about the other candidate.
Yeah, but not. I don't know. Pauline, would you stay on with us? I need to take a really quick break. But what I want to find out is how somebody, if they were jealous, how that would work for them. And, you know, a little bit more information about that. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here on the 805. And, of course, I'd love to give something away. How about we've got tickets to Fox Performing Arts Center production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And that, of course, is in Riverside, and that is Sunday, April 10th. I'd love to send a couple people there. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Did you know that the number one killer of babies is premature birth? In the U.S., 1 in 10 babies are born too soon, and an early birth may have lifelong health problems. Help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects by supporting our local March of Dimes event. Get a team together, fundraise, and walk at this year's Ventura County March for Babies, taking place at Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks, Saturday, May 14th. We need your help to give every baby a fighting chance. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Pauline Middleton. We're talking about one woman, three men, and the way Pauline did it and how she chose the roles of the people that she wanted in her life. But what we were asking is, how does someone deal with this if they're jealous? If you're, you know, I mean, it's interesting because you go on those dating programs and you see people, it's kind of like you're just trying on different relationships until you find one that works for you. And is this, I mean, did you ever have any intention of being with all three men forever?
Of what? Sorry?
Of being with all three men permanently?
No, it was something I wanted to try it for a period. You know, I think we have too much focus on one model for the entire life.
Right.
You know,
I think we expect.
I think it's better if people are like, allow themselves to say, no, now I'm in a more explorative period.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Things and if people allow themselves to be in an explorative period.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Where they will try to allow themselves to actually try something they haven't tried before.
Right.
Because if we look at it, you know, there's nowhere in our society that we learn about love. It's something we need to experience. So if we only meet our high school sweetheart and we're with that person, well, for some people, that's great and fine. But for other people, it takes some more tryings in order to be able to find out, okay, what actually works for me.
Hmm. I like that. Now, what my question was is, how does somebody deal with jealousy if they're dating more than one person?
Yeah. Jealousy is an element for all of us, and a little jealousy is quite natural. But already when I was in dialogue with some of them on the dating side, I met some men who were very jealous and who got almost, you know, aggressive in our dialogue about my model. And I said, well, I just think maybe this model is not for you. You know, maybe we shouldn't even meet. Well, I want to try. I said, no, I don't want to try, because if you're already this jealous and this possessive, that I don't think it's going to work. You know, it's not going to be fun and
wow.
And then some other guys found out.
I lost you again there. Do you think men can actually use this model too, and look for three women? Pauline, did I lose you? We lost her. Okay.
I think she went bye-bye.
I think
probably
so too.
One of those dudes was calling.
Yeah, she's got so many people going. Anyways, well, it looks like an interesting talk. And one woman, three men, one man, three women. I don't know. You know, it's all about really moral values. I think that's really what it comes down to. And, of course, you know, my show is all about the brighter side, okay? I think that as relationships, sometimes we expect, you know, we were just talking about this, if we have no expectations, we will never be hurt. Men actually, Tom, I'm going to actually add you into this, but if women tell you what they want, it's easy for you to provide, correct? If you're not a mind reader, so it's hard for men. You know, my husband, like, just tell me what you want me to do. and when I tell him, he's like, oh, okay, that's what you want?
That's the best way to go.
Yeah.
Because there's always the, and yeah.
Because we think totally different than you do.
And there's always the thing, and I'll just use an example. So what do you want for dinner? Would you rather have pasta? Do you want meatloaf? Or do you want hamburgers? You know, I feel like hamburgers tonight. So you don't like pasta or meatloaf? And I'm like, okay, tell me which one was the correct answer.
Yeah.
And you just do that, and I'm fine with it. And it does make it way easier, because I think a lot of guys are, cool, we're good.
Yeah,
let's go.
Just tell me, put it on the table, right? And we're good.
And if it's something I don't want, then maybe there's a negotiation. But it's better just to say, this is it, cool, we can make that happen.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, there's the old one, I'm sure everybody out there is, where do you want to go for dinner?
Oh, boy.
God, why is that so hard? So I go, honey, anywhere you want. Okay, where?
What do you mean? I don't want to be the one that makes the decision. Just go anywhere. So I'll go, okay, all right, I'll give you some ideas. How about, and I, no, I don't want to go there. Then now it's back on you. Do you guys have the same idea?
Well, we get the surprise me. And then you say, okay, which surprise do they want?
That's so true.
And that's the other issue.
Yeah. Or I'm on a diet. So now I really don't want to go there. And I don't want to go there. Right? So anyways, well, I do want
to. Like to order pizza.
Oh, see, there you go. See. Anyways, again, you can get this novel about modern love and sex from Pauline Middleton. One woman, three men. And, you know, be creative about your life. And that's what it's all about. So our next guest is going to be Clark Idy, and we're going to be talking about A Monk's Way. So let's take a really quick break, and let's talk about restaurants. One of my favorite restaurants is Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. And you can visit the cocktail bar for a midday lunch break over at Town Center Drive. They're in Thousand Oaks. They're everywhere. And not only that, I love it because you can take your furry friends with you. So again, I've got a gift certificate to the Lazy Dog Restaurant, and I love their, edamames, their stir fries, their Caesar. I could go on and on. It's already early, and I'm already hungry. So anyways, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
Mark your calendars for the 5th annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 17th at the Four Seasons in Westlake Village. The festival will feature two stages of live jazz, plus wine, microbrew, boutique spirit, and gourmet food tasting. Shop an assortment of local artisans. VIPs will enjoy early admission and valet parking. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com. 100% of the net proceeds are donated to Children's Hospital Los Angeles and the other local nonprofits through 501c3, Sunrise Rotary Foundation. Kim Pagano Show is proud to be a sponsor. A great event for a great cause. Join us. That's Sunday, April 17th. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. Our next guest, Clark Idy, and we're going to be talking about A Monk's Way. Clark, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
Not bad at all. How are you?
I'm very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, your book, A Monk's Way, is this your first book?
It is. It's my first book that we published a little bit towards the end of last year, actually.
Wow. Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It's an achievement. If nothing else, you kind of feel proud of having gone through the experience. But mostly, it's just been really beneficial for me. You know,
is it okay? And so, what is your background, and what is the story of A Monk's Way?
Well, the story was really engendered by some feelings that I had had for many years. I have done many kinds of study of alternative religions, classical religions, even though my life in the real world was more of an entrepreneurial one. I did a lot of foreign exchange trading and tax work and that sort of thing, and also was a professional singer for a number of years. But I came to a point, I'm in my 60s now, and I sort of came to a point that I saw a lot of people come to, more or less at my age, people who had accomplished a lot of things, have been successful sort of in the way the world judges that, and weren't very satisfied for a number of reasons, and many of them had very good intentions. They were good people, spiritual people in their own way, but had been brought up in traditional religions like most of us, and they weren't really finding answers there. So I thought I'd take some of the experiences I'd had and put them in a parable or a story form, and maybe some of those things would resonate with people who came from backgrounds maybe like mine or had similar ideas or thoughts about where they wanted to be spiritually. So.
Clark, what is your background? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I grew up in the Midwest here in the United States. I'm living now outside the country quite a bit of the time, but I grew up in Iowa, and I went to University of Notre Dame, where I studied for 4 years and graduated. After that, I went to work in Chicago for an airline, and after that, set up my own companies to do various things in Omaha and in South Dakota. But also, I'd been spending a lot of time back and forth in the last 15 years in France because my wife is French, and we bought a house in Brittany.
Oh, how cool is that?
So we've been there, you know, a lot, and we have two young kids, 8 and 12, so they've been studying back and forth for a number of years. So I finished the last of my professional work life about 4 years ago, selling one of the last companies I had, and so I had some time then to start going into some of these things in a more detailed way. I'd always been contemplative. I mean, that was nothing new, but I actually have time and not be pressured by the sort of normal business stuff really helped for me to be able to do that.
So is it more spiritual or is it more religion?
That's a great question, Kim, and I think sometimes those words are interchanged, but right. I don't believe they should be. Religion is an organized set of beliefs that a community of people would follow, in my definition. Usually pretty highly regimented, as the word religion does come from the old Latin word for rule and binding, as they say. Spirituality is maybe more universal. It's everybody, I think, has the seed of spirituality and don't have to practice anything in particular. I believe there are many, many roads, as many of us believe, to find the divine. And traditional religion can help. What I found was that it just wasn't quite enough. It wasn't finishing the job, so to speak. So for me, it was important to continue to branch out and look for the things that did do that.
Right. You know, I just have to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting their day with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Clark Ady. We're talking about A Monk's Way. Why did you name it the book A Monk's Way?
You know, it's reflective, I think, of the fact that while he is a monk and he is sort of, quote, the star of the show, he is in every way just an everyman. And he's like us. He goes through all the usual difficulties and even temptations that we all face. Questions, certainly, about spirituality and faith. He comes through. I mean, that's his way to do it. And I think the monk's way is just the way that he chose to, even deep within a very traditional organization, religious organization, he chose to be able to maybe look outside the box a little bit and find his way in a way that was non-traditional yet respective of the tradition that he had come up in. So sort of that behind it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I have to say you're like, you've got this calming voice. I don't know. It's like, but I know that you're a practitioner or a student of meditation, healing,
yeah.
Touch, yoga, and magic. Magic. How does magic fall into all that?
Magic is, that's a funny kind of topic.
It is.
First of all, I don't want to put anybody to sleep. I know it's pretty early out there.
Please, yeah.
Perk up.
Well, I don't know. Wait, yeah. We got to get everybody up.
In the afternoon, so I'm okay.
There you go.
Magic is a Western esoteric form that sort of is complementary to yoga. We're not talking about the magic that you see illusionists do, and do very well, by the way, in various places. This is not always the best word, I think, for it. It's the Western occult tradition, which means it's a way to study spirit from a more Western perspective than you'd get in the traditional Eastern forms, like particular yoga, there are some very interesting tracts and items that have been discovered over the years, written many of them centuries ago, some dating back to pre-Christ times, that talk about initiations and ways into seeing the world and gaining a perspective and a divine connection through practices that are ritualistic, not in any way to be confused with any kind of evil intent, but ways to lift the personal spirit, lift the communication abilities, the transcendence to define spirit in different ways. And I think we're all familiar, if we study religion a little bit, that many of the saints have had some really extraordinary experiences. I guess you'd call them out of body almost, but some sort of transcendence experience that might have changed their whole life. And magic is a way to capture that, this type of Western esoteric magic.
Hmm.
And as I said, it's not a great name, but I didn't invent it, so I just kind of follow along. But
right. Right. You know what strikes me, Clark, and kind of, you know, I was an MC this week, and I talked about time. We all have, that's something we all share, time. But how we use it is really, like, the most important thing. And
it's a great idea, and I think we fail pretty badly at that in our culture, because we're encouraged one way or another to use our time every minute of our day, and sometimes I think we can't see the forest for the trees, and we lose the perspective that you don't have to be busy every second. And if you do have some free time, why not use it in a new and interesting way to maybe explore your own inner world?
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
It is hard to do, but I love and I admire that you've kind of taken some time. It's interesting, you know, unless we're going through a tragedy or unless we've, like you said, stopped in time, you know, sometimes we forget. We're already on to that next goal. We're already on to that next fix. And what about almost slotting out some time to just be mindful, to just really be, you know, what is my purpose here?
Well, you hit the nail on the head in many ways. I think that's exactly what needs to happen. It doesn't have to be something that's done extensively every day, but in a monk's way, we talk a little bit about both those things, meditation and mindfulness, and there's a challenge issued somewhere in the book that says take 5 minutes every day in the same, more or less the same time if you can, in a quiet place where you won't be interrupted, and just go inside yourself and see what those thoughts are, and if you want to ask for a divine connection, ask for it, and you may be amazed at what happens. But if you're happy with 5 minutes, try 10, and it's a wonderful way to not just unwind and do things better, sort of more proficiently in this life, but also it teaches us about all the things you just mentioned that are going on inside and around us. And as Eckhart Tolle, you know, has brought to us, you have a concept of mindfulness that really answers a lot of those questions and is something that we should all strive for. We live way too much in the future, I think.
Oh, gosh, yes, we do. I mean, we're not right here for this moment,
right,
to just say, oh, I'm thankful for this moment, because we're already going, you know, even when somebody's talking to us, we're thinking of what's the next thing we're going to be saying. We're not even listening.
I know it's really a fact of life. And sometimes I just encourage people, if anybody asks me, I just say, you know, don't turn on the radio, you know, just sit quietly for a few minutes there. Don't think you have to call somebody at that moment. Sit quietly for a few minutes.
Yeah. How did this come to you, though, Clark? I mean, you know, did your life get unbearable? Did you feel like you didn't know who you were anymore? What was the trigger for you?
I think it was I would call it a creative need to express, the best thing I can tell you. I didn't feel any kind of panic. No, I've been through a lot of this stuff over the years, and I've had my ups and downs and, you know, my various crises, but it wasn't really something like that that precipitated. I think it was something that had been pent up. And when I finally had the chance and I guess the courage to write these things and start doing them, it started to come much easier. I feel like a natural sort of in that way.
And do you feel like you know yourself better?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's really the outcome that we, you know, we all say that we are the producers of our own life. But some of us, you know, if you ask, it is just like my last guest. It was one woman, three men. We could change it to one man, three women. But not knowing really what we want or expecting our partner to make us happy and expecting anybody else to make us happy is probably, it's a, we're already putting ourselves up for rejection, correct?
That's right. We don't, it's not the exterior that counts, it's the interior. And as we fortify our interiors, we understand ourselves so much better, but we also realize just what you said, that it's not coming from the outside that's going to make us or break us. It's how we feel about ourselves on the inside.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult lesson to learn, and it's not taught. And so you have to sort of arrive at that conclusion.
Yeah.
The other thing I've seen a lot are people who will say something like, we all have to be more cognizant of the present, or we all have to do this or that, but never actually do it themselves. You know, I think there's a, in Western culture, there's a great desire to learn and to become wise and to understand. But I don't think putting into practice is really the strength of that. I think so much is, it's not lip service, because I think people really believe it, but they don't put it into practice because they don't take the time to do exactly what we've been talking about.
Mm.
So intellectually, it's a great idea, and practically it never gets done.
Right. Well, you know, I need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us, and maybe we can kind of give some direct connections of how you've made it happen, and we could share that with our listeners?
Hold on.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We are talking with Clark 80. We are talking about A Monk's Way. And really, Clark is just sharing his background and how he became a little bit more in tune with who you are and what you want in your life and your connection of self, right? I mean, that's what this is all about. Stay with us, because we're going to dig a little bit deeper, but I would love to give something away. And, of course, we've got Pete's Breakfast House. And go and have a hearty breakfast on the Kim Pagano Show. That's located at 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings, with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to say we are here for a whole nother hour. We have a completely different next guest on our next show. And, of course, we are here today from 2 to 3 with our Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, that is recovering from anything that you're waking up to in life. I mean, really, that's what this is all about. And I do want to always add a little bit of inspiration and motivation to our show. Strength shows not only in the ability to persist, but the ability to start over. I mean, if any of these things that we're talking about right now resonate with you and you're like, oh, God, I would love to be like that, or start. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. You are in charge of your life. And of course, we're talking with Clark 80. We're talking about Monk's Way. Clark, what are we going to find in your book?
We're going to find story of someone who has gone through what we all go through from time to time, sometimes very seriously, certain crises that come up. In this case, it's in the monastery, and you asked that question earlier about a monk's way, and the idea is that we can take somebody who is heavily ensconced in a religious organization, who finds his own path back to the divine that's maybe a little bit outside the normal, even within the confines of that. So in that story, I've illustrated some ways that I have found that worked for me, and I think that are pretty universal. And so he incorporates some of those things into his routine. And that's what I hope to show, is that we have some answers out there if we choose to look. They're not rigid sort of answers. They're tailor-made, really, for the person who wants to explore them a little bit, because we all have our own approach to that.
So, Clark, leave us with, what is your biggest tip that's really helped you kind of figure your direction?
For me, it's been the fact that we can make a divine connection directly. And that divine connection can come through a number of ways. It can come through meditation, as you pointed out. It can come through understanding the importance of the present moment. But mostly it comes from asking. I do believe that we have to ask, and I do believe that we will receive. But we need to be open to it. We need to not have any great expectations about how that connection may manifest itself, but it will. And we just need to be a little bit persistent about it and know that there's a lot of things out there we don't know yet, we can't prove, but that do exist. There's energy levels that we're just starting to really come to understand. So
these are
the things that people have to kind of work at, but they're there.
Wow. I love your story. I love your energy. And thank you again. I'd love to have you back on and kind of dig a little bit deeper.
Well, I'd love to do it. And thanks for having me. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you, Kim.
You got it. Clark Ady and A Monk's Way. Where can people get your book?
It's available on Amazon under that name, A Monk's Way, or my last name, E-I-D-E. And it's also available from my own website, Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E-I-D-E. com.
Perfect. So, well, I hope that you share our show with everybody, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Kim.
You got it. You have a really great day. All right. We're going to move in to our next guest. And, of course, I'm so excited to be a part of the California Jazz and Wine Festival. And, of course, that is April 17th, 1 to 5 at the Four Seasons Hotel in Westlake. And let's welcome Nadine Rothermel. Nadine, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Kim.
How
Thanks
are
for
you?
Having me.
I'm
doing great.
Good. I'm so excited about this. You guys have like really stepped it up this year, and of course moved the location. Correct?
That's correct. We've moved from an outside festival to the luxurious Four Seasons this year. It, in part, I have to say, you know, what got us thinking about this to begin with was that we were planning as a plan B around El Nino. So we started thinking, where can we go inside? And we thought, you know, the Four Seasons might be available.
Oh,
we
I love it there,
and we
yeah.
Thought, wow, what a wonderful place to move our event to. It will still have a festival feel to it. And we're really excited about the possibilities that this will have this year.
Well, I am so excited to be one of the sponsors on this and to be involved in it. And how many years has this been around now?
Well, this is our fifth annual event, and I know you've been one of our sponsors over the years.
Yeah.
And we thank you for that.
Well, you are so welcome. Now, okay, so what part is it going to be in the Four Seasons?
So we will be taking over the ballroom, and then there's an enclosed tent over the lawn area. So it's a huge tent. It's not quite as big as the ballroom, but we have a lot of floor space for all of our exhibitors, our vendors. We have two fantastic stages that we will be filling with fantastic entertainment.
I love it.
We have Tom Scott as our headliner.
Nice.
He's
okay.
A three-time Grammy Award winner. And, you know, people say, wow, you've got Tom Scott.
I know. There you go. I love it. And who else is playing?
Well, we also have the Adam Clark Trio. We've got Paul McCallum and Friends. We have the Santa Barbara Community College Jazz Big Band, which is they're going to start out really big on one of our stages. We have the Doug Webb Group. We've got the Barrel House Whalers. And we have Lori Andrews. She's a jazz harpist, and she's fantastic as well. And we also have the Westlake High School Jazz Ensemble. I don't know if you've ever heard the what these high school students can do.
Oh yes, they're pretty amazing. Yes,
they really are. They're just as good as many of the professional counterparts.
I love it. I love that you got. I mean, you got a big, huge variety. I do want to remind anyone that is just waking up, starting your day with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, out here in the 805. And of course, we are talking about the California Jazz and Wine Festival. And I am so excited to be a part of this year, April 17th. 1 to 5 over at the beautiful Four Seasons Hotel. I do want to give out that website to be able to get tickets. And of course, that is California CA Jazz and Wine. Can you help me out? Let's see.
Yes, it's CaliforniaJazzWine.com.
There you go. Perfect. And I know that, I think, is it still, do you still have a discount if they get them now?
We do.
Okay.
In fact, if you use the discount code is 1616.
Okay.
Spring.
There you go.
So it's 16 spring, and it doesn't matter if it's upper or lowercase. 16 spring will get you a 20% discount on your general admission and your VIP tickets.
Ooh, I love it.
So this is for a limited time. Get your tickets now. We want to see you there.
I love it. Yeah. Now, what type of vendors will also be participating in this?
Well, for our exhibitors, we have our beverage exhibitors. We have Golden Star Vineyard, Sunland Vintage Winery, Magna Vino, Four Bricks. We have a new winery that's coming up, Lavender Farms. We have the Cornell Tasting Room that will be featuring several different wines, wineries, I should say. Naboo Wines, we have Vinalegre. We have almost 60 beverage exhibitors.
Gosh.
So we have a lot, so I'm not going to name them all. But
what?
We also have breweries. So we have Figueroa Mountain Brewery, Five Threads Brewing Company. We also have Ventura Limoncello, Cutler Artisan Spirits. We have Half Pint Ciders, Tecalva Sparkling Tequila, which is a fun one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love it. Now, it's always great to go there and drink and hear music and eat, right? But what charities does this year event benefit?
This year, we our net proceeds will benefit Children's Hospital Los Angeles, as well as other Rotary charities. But we're really looking to support the Children's Hospital Los Angeles. In particular, there is a program within the hospital. It's the Mark Taper and Johnny Mercer Arts Program. So it's an art therapy. It's about healing the whole child.
Wow.
And so we really wanted to do something different this year, and that is Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
Oh, I love that. There's nothing better than, I mean, there's so many great, huge amount of people that we can all work and help out and benefit. But that's a great one. So,
mm-hmm.
Now, again, I want to just remind everybody, it's the California Jazz and Wine Festival. Who actually puts that together?
This is put on by the Rotary Club of Westlake Village Sunrise. So this is all volunteer organized. We have our day jobs, but this is what we do.
Isn't that crazy? Gosh, I tell you.
I know. We love it. We're passionate about this, and we really look forward to this every year.
Nadine, what is your part in this?
I'm the event chair. I do have an event co-chair. His name is Randy Strong.
And, okay, no, Randy, very well.
We've been doing this. Yes, we've been doing this for the past 5 years, and we have a passionate, committed committee that works on this. And as I mentioned, it's all volunteer based. And what we really do is look forward to putting on a fantastic event every year.
Well, I cannot wait. This is going to be an amazing. It will be on all of our newsletters. I will be putting this on Facebook and anywhere and everywhere. If you, our listeners out there, can be a part of this, this is something you're not going to want to miss. Again, I want to know, Nadine, where can my listeners go to learn more about this?
Go to CaliforniaJazzWine.com. You can get more information there. You can also purchase your tickets and use the code 16SPRING, that's 16SPRING, to save 20% on your tickets. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, you can just type in California Jazz and Wine, or you can also type in CALIF, the abbreviation for California Jazz Wine, and you'll find us that way as well. On
I love
either
it.
Twitter or Facebook.
Well, I'm excited again, and I think this is going to be a great event. So, again, Nadine, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we're talking about the California Jazz and Wine Festival. That's April 17th, 1 to 5, over at their new location, and that is the Four Seasons Hotel. So thank you so much, Nadine.
Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of this first hour. And, of course, we're always so excited to share our next hour with you. We've got some really great guests. We've got Krista Gilbert, and we're going to be talking about Reclaiming Home, A Family's Guide for Life, Love, and Legacy. Also, Eric LaPrice is going to be talking about Best Foot Forward. With that, we are going to end this part of our hour with a moment of happiness. Inspiration and motivation may come from others, but true inspiration comes from within. With that, you've been listening to the first hour of The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We'll be right back.
Lift me, won't you?